Just one light ha'ara. And that is, this Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin Heyamar Aleph. The Gemara brings a brisa, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Boyu re'e shaloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Midas basav adam, maknid es chavera. If somebody gets upset at his friend, Yoyredim Elachai, he's going to try to kill him. Or at the very least, Yoyredim Elachai always means, he tries to take away his parnasa. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu einoy kein. But the Eibush is not that way. The Eibush gets upset, but not only is he not Yoyredim Elachayev, but there's a tremendous midas harachamim that Hashem conducts himself with specifically towards people that he's angry at. How so? Kila les hanachosh. You find that the Eibush cursed the nachosh, and Hashem told the nachosh al gechaim chotelech. Right, you're gonna have to walk on literally on your stomach. He lost his feet. Oyla legag, stating that this nachosh, who is literally cursed, if he goes to a roof, if that's where he finds himself, mizoynoy savimai. He eats offer, right? So his mizoynos are always there. Yoyer lamata, if he's on the bottom, mizoynoy savimai. He always has food. So that you see clearly that even though the Eibush was makal the nachosh, abel lamais, it's with tremendous rachmanis. The brisa continues and says, ki leles Kenan. The Eibush cursed Kenan. What was the curse that Kenan had? Vihi Kenan eved lamai. The Kenan would be an eved forever. Stating that, oichel masher rabbi oichel. An eved? And Eved Kanani, right? Kanan we're talking about, always gets to eat what his master eats. V'shoysa masher rabbi shoysa. And always gets to drink what the master is drinking. Kila eso isha. Eved the curse the isha. Chava. Yet hakol rotzen acharel. In the curse that the isha has, l'mais, everybody runs after her. Kila eso adama. Eved the curse the adama. And hakol nizin emena. Everybody supported from the adama. So said Rabbi Yossi, boyu re'e shaloi ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Midas basav adam, makten es chaver. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see from the klolas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu how he conducts himself. Look at the klol of the Nachash, the klol of Kenan, the klol of Chava, and the klol of the Adam. But what we need is the klol of Kenan. Kila less Kenan, yet oichel masher rabbi oichel, v'shoysa masher rabbi shoysa. The Marsha, on this Gemara in Chedushei Agadis, Yumadaf Ayin Heyam and Aleph says that this brice of Rabbi Yossi is Kemanda Amar. It's going according to the mandama that holds Shelo Yochol Loimer Layasei Imi VeEni Zancha. It's like the mandama that holds that an Odin can't tell his Eved Kenani Asei Imi VeEni Zancha. Who's that Manda Amar? It's Rav in Gittin Daf Yud Beis. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that an Odin can say Asei Imi VeEni Zancha. So then it's not true. The Eibishter was Mekalo Kanan, and what? He's Oichel Masher Rabbi Oichel B'Shoisa Masher Rabbi Shoisa. It's not true. Where is he Oichel Masher Rabbi Oichel B'Shoisa Masher Rabbi Shoisa? If the other one wants, he could say, Asne'im B'Vein Ezoncho. This could be a one-way relationship. So Zokhtim Arshot, this Bryce of Rabbi Yossi is going Davka Alibet the Rav, but this Bryce is not going Alibet the Rabbi Yochanan, which is a little tzorich beer, because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. A, and B, if there's a Bryce and not like Rabbi Yochanan, then isn't that a little bit of a kasha? Tosfos says in Ksubas Daf Chesam and Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Palug. So if that's the case, not so poshit that you have a brice over here, not like Rabbi Yochanan. But Al-Kapanim, that's what the Marshal speaks out in the Chedushei Agadis. So I was thinking, just to say, and maybe it's poshit, the Rambam, at the very, very end of Hilchas Avodim, so the Rambam does what he very often does at the end of each Masechta in Mishnah Torah, he gives a Musashmos. So says the Rambam, Mutter Lavoi Be'evet Kanani Befarech. It's mutter for a person to work his Eved Kanani beforech. Miloshen avoidus parech. Like the Yidden had to work when they were in Mitzrayim. Meaning you can get very, very intense. And by the way, this one line, mutter lavi Eved Kanani beforech, that's a combination of the Rambam talking barichos about how an Adoin has to treat his Eved Ivri with utmost respect, but the Eved Kanani not nearly as much. So says the Rambam, it's mutter to literally force an Eved Kanani into Avodas Parach. Afal pi shnadin kach, but says the Rambam, even though that's true, midas chasidus v'darkei hachochma, the midas chasidus and the darkei hachochma is ye adam rachamon. A person should be compassionate. V'roid of tzedek, and he should always be running after doing the right thing. V'layach bet uloy al avdoi, and he shouldn't make things too difficult for his Eved. V'layotzer loy, and he shouldn't be mitzayr him. V'yachileyu, v'yashkeyu, mikol macholayu, mikol mashkeyu. And he should give him to eat and he should give him to drink from his own food. Chachamim HaRishonim, says the Rambam, Hayunoisim Le'evid Mikol Tafshel V'Tafshel Shoyu Oichlin. When they would sit and they would eat, they would take from every tafshel that they ate and they would share with their Evid. Umaktim in Mozlin HaBehemos V'Avodim Al Sumas Atzman. In fact, they would do the same with the Behemos and they would give the Avodim and the Behemos to eat before they ate themselves. Harei Oimer, the Pasuk says, Ke'enei Avodim El Yad Adonayim, Ke'enei Shifchel Yad Gvirto. So at its, they understood that the Eved looks up to the Adoin and the Shifcha looks up to the Gvirta. And they responded accordingly. And that's the way they would treat their Eved and their Shifcha. The Chain says the Rabbam, there's a Midas Chasidus and Darki Achachma that lo yivazel. You shouldn't embarrass your Eved. Lo biyad, not with your hand, for lo bidvarim, not with words. La avdus masran akosif, says the Rabbam. The Torah allowed you to have this Eved work for you, but v'loy labusha. But the Torah didn't give you a license to embarrass him. Says the Rambam, Vayit, v'li yarbal of tzok of the kas. You shouldn't yell at your Eved. You shouldn't get angry at your Eved. El yadabr ima benachas. You should talk edel. The yishma tanoisav. You should hear him out. The chem mitfurish b'darki iyov hatovim. And then you find that Iyov said in a pasuk, and the Rambam brings a long pasuk in Iyov. And then he continues, v'eino achzorius v'azos mitzuya elu b'goyim ha'revim. He says, the only place that you find achzorius and azos is by any Yehudim. Avol zarish al-Avram avinu. But zarish al-Avram avinu v'hem Yisrael. She'eshpia lam ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu toivas ha-toiro v'tzivam b'chukam. They have Rachmanis and they have Rachmanis on everybody. And that's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter told us that we should be like him. And by the Eibishter it says, V'racham of al kol masav the rabbis, everything. And our chiyuv, our responsibility to be compassionate is V'racham of al kol masav as well. Because our inyan is Mahu racham avato racham. So your chiyuv rachmanis is like the Eibishter's chiyuv rachmanis. And the Eibishter's chiyuv rachmanis is V'racham of al kol masav. V'chol ha-merachim, says the Rambam, merachim in all of. Any person that has rachmanis, the Eibishter's going to have rachmanis on you. Shenema v'nosim l'cha racham v'rachamecha v'rbecha. Any yid that has rachmanis, the Eibishter's going to be merachim on you. I think it's kedai to mention, we haven't spoken this out in a long time, the epic Maramachim that Rabbi Yehuda Asad brings in a tshuva, where Rabbi Yehuda Asad's son, so he asked him a shaila, he wanted to know a chumra maybe. We know that the Magen Avram says he's supposed to be machmer during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So he had an einfal. His einfal was, you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yontif. Stating that, there's Rishonim that hold that it's not so pashut. So he called, he reached out to his father, and he said that maybe on Rosh Hashanah, where it's Aseres Yimei Tshuva and people find chumras and you're machmer on certain minyanim, maybe you shouldn't do shchit on Rosh Hashanah. That was his eitzah. If you're machmer on paspalter and different things, so maybe you should be machmer not to do shchita based on shchitas harishonim that holds it's not so pashut to do shchita on yantif. So he wrote back to him, I hear what you're saying. But he said, La'anias daiti, I want to say much better. He said, Rosh Hashanah is doch the Yom Adin. And on the Yom Adin, everybody's looking for rachamim. You're going to the Eibishter and you're asking the Eibishter to have rachmanis on you. He said, Kol ha-merachim al ha-briyos merachim in olam min ha-shamayim. He says, on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to shecht an animal? Shechting an animal is achzorius. And even though it's true, you're allowed to do it. It's mutal l'chatchilo. But ein mikri yoytzim edei pshutai, it's still achzorius. And being that it's still achzorius, he wrote to his son, my hergish is that on Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't shecht. Don't shecht on Rosh Hashanah, because kol ha-merachim al ha-briyos merachim in olam ha-shamayim. And he shtelts to the Gemara above a mitzia, where the Gemara says that there was an eagle that was on its way to the slaughterhouse, and it ran to Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, save me. And Rebbe looked at the eagle, and he says, you want me to save you? Zil! L'kach natzart, you were put on this world to be shechted. And the Gemara says that Rebbe had tremendous yisurim because of what happened, because he was insensitive to this animal, because he didn't fully have rachma. Again, this is Rebbe, mitzadikim etaktim kechot asayru. But said Rebbe Yehuda Asad, you see, kol ha-merachim, it's for rachim of al kol masov, like the lashon of the Rambam. You have to have rachmanis on everybody and everything. And if that's the case, that's my heritage. Then he writes to him at the end. He said, Achre shekasafti zois karasi l'shoichti demasa mumchen depoi. He said, I reached out to all the shoichtim here in Ser Deheli, that's where Rabbi Yehuda Asad was Rav, and he said, Rab Shmu Weiss, Neira Yair. So now it's of Sois of Doi Weiss Bekever. But he reached out to the Shoichit of the town, Rab Shmu Weiss, and I asked him, tell me, what's the minute? Do you do Shchit on Rosh Hashanah or not? And he told me that there's a minig b'chol tfutzais Yisrael not to shecht an animal on Rosh Hashanah k'dei sheloi lahazik shum beryo. He said, v'nei nesi shekiyamti misvara. I had to know that I was mechavin to this minig. This Rabbi Yehuda Asad writes, but al-Kopanim, the Rambam says, v'racham aval kol masav. And he says it as the postscript here to Hilchas Avodin. That even though it's true that the halacha is yochel rav loy mila avdo yasei imi venu zancha and mutal avoy bevetani befarach. And by the way, loy lebem tavoydu, etc., etc. So there's a whole shulchan aruch when it comes to an evet kanani. But that the Rambam says that's me ikar adin. But as it relates to midas chasidus and medarkei achachma, then it's already going to be different. What's the makar to this Rambam? Okay, the Rambam doesn't need a makar. I mean, the Rambam spoke so beautifully. Incidentally, the Kesem Mishnah's lashon is that umasha kasa va'afa pisha din kach midas chasidus v'darkei chachma shi'a adam rachma v'chulu atzoif haperek heim divrei rabbeinu v'ru'uya meilov. That's what the Kesem Mishnah said. This is all chidushei Torah of the Rambam. I have no makaris to it. This is divrei rabbeinu v'ru'uya meilov. It passes for the Rambam the hergeshim and the sensitivities that the Rambam said. Abel ha'maisa, the Noisakeum bring him a car. To the Iker Inyan of the Rambam. That even though when Evet Kanadi it's Mutter, etc., etc., but at the same time there's a Midas Chasidus Nato. And that is from a Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi really is just one postscript to today's daf. Yerushalmi, if it was in Babli, would have been in today's daf. It's a postscript. Samar had a Shaila. Yochel Rav Loim Levet Asayim Mivein Yezancho Anad. And Lamaskana we proved yes. Who said it? Rabbi Yochanan said it. Break the Gemara Kash. Is that true? Rabbi Yochanan holds Yochel Rav Loim La Avdei Asei Imi Ve'Enei Zancho. For Rabbi Yochanan Ochel Kupad V'Yov La Avdei. Rabbi Yochanan, when he would sit down and he would eat a kupa, this Gishmak Atavshol, and he would share it with his Eved. Shasi Chamer, then he would drink wine V'Yov La Avdei, and he would give it to his Eved. V'Kari Anafshe, and he would say over a pasuk in Iyov that says Haloi Vabeten Oiseini Aso Vayechunenu Barechem Echa. But I'll kapanim. This is what he would say. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan is not a no derech shemakayim. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said Yochel Rav Loi Melevd. I say Mivein Ezancho. Rabbi Yochanan himself didn't do that. Amri says the Yerushalmi Taman B'Midas Adin. Rabbi Yochanan's halacha was the Midas Adin. Bram Hacha B'Midas Rachamim. But as it relates to Rabbi Yochanan's own hanhaga, that was already the Midas HaRachamim. And that's what you see in Mefurish this in you. But I'll kapon him, going back to the Braisa in Mesechtes Yuma Daf Ayin Hei. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Boy Urei Shaloike Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. Midas Basav Adam, somebody gets upset at you, he's Yoredim Elochayev. Avala Kadosh Baruch Hu Einoi Kein. Kila Sanachosh, wherever he goes, he has his Mezoinus. Kila Les Kenan, Debish the Curse, the Eved, Oichel Masha Rabbi Oichel, Vashoysa Masha Rabbi Soysha. Zokta Mashal, Luchayra, this Gemara is going, I'll leave it to Rav, in Git and Dafyud Beis Amid Beis. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds Yochel Rav, Loim El Avdei Asei, Imi Veinu Izanch, it's not true, that Oichel Masha Rabbi Oichel, Vashoysa Masha Rabbi Soysha. Luchura Yesh Loimar, Lafia Mavur in the Rambam. And the Makar is really in the Yerushalmi. It could be Rabbi Yossi is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan as well. I don't know if this Bryce is a kash on Rabbi Yochanan. Because although it's true that Meikra Din, the Odoin, doesn't have an obligation to go ahead and take care of his Eved, like he does, let's say, according to Rav. But at the same time, a Midas Chasidus Etzichar is. And it's definitely the right thing to do. And it's a halach in Rambam and Mishnah Torah. And it's a Mefurish halach in Yerushalmi that there's an Indian. And maybe that's enough to show Shaloi Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. The Marsha held that it only works according to Rav. L'churi Yesh Loimar, that maybe it could work according to Rabbi Yochanan as well. But just to be Messiah with one beautiful Vart from the Lutzke Rav in the Aznaim L'Toira. There's a pasuk in Parshas Re. Now this pasuk is talking about the Eved Ivri, not the Eved Kanani, but it's the same difference. The pasuk says, what happens if after 6 years, when the Eved Ivri is allowed to go free, he comes to his master and he says, I don't want to leave. I love you. That's Beisecha and your house. Kitoiv lo yimach. It's mamish gevaldik. So what are you supposed to do? V'lokach desamar tzeh. You take the drill. V'nosata ba'ozna. You put it by his ear. U'badel is by the doorpost. V'hoyu lecha eved oylam. V'afla amoschat hasakein. This is true for the Eved Ivri and it's true for the Yom Ivri as well. Said the Lutzker Rav. We know Chazal say, wherever it says the word vayehi in the Torah, eino yelo loshen tzar. Wherever it says the word v'hoyu in the Torah, eino yelo loshen simcha. The pasuk says, "V'hoya ki yoymarei lecha lo yeitzei me'imach." So he says, "Beautiful." Read it inside. Simcha u'besura toivah liYisrael. He says, "This pasuk is a lashon simcha. It's a besura toivah she nitnu lo min hashamayim that the Eibushter gave us chukim tzadikim u'mishpatim yisharim." The Eibushter gave us the Torah. Ha'poisrim es yachsei ha'oved va'amavid ba'ofen kozeh. That dictate our lives in such a way that it's possible that an eved would say, "Ahavti es adoyni." And the reason is because this master is ain't a god of a base of me ever be mumah. He has no advantage over his Eved. Loi b'maychel, v'loi b'mishta, v'loi b'shina. Like the Pasuk says, ki toiv lo imach. And the Gemara darshins in Masechtas Kedushin from this Pasuk, that kolakoyne Eved la'atzmoy, kikoyne adon li'atzmoy. So he says, think about Azat Torah, that the halachos are set up in such a way that it's possible that this Eved has an ability to go free. And what's this Eved going to say? He's going to say, no, lo yetzei mi'imach. Ki ahevcha ves beisecha ki toiv lo imach. That's a v'haya. Simcha gedoyla u'besura toiv li Yisrael. Shenitna lo min ha-shamayim chukim tzadikim u'mishpatim yisharim. That a tshayich that an Eved would say, u'ahavti es adoini, that's v'haya. That's in l'cha simcha gedoyla mizu. The fact that we have a daf, a hard daf, but the fact that we have a daf here in Gittin Daf Yudbeis, yachal ha-rav, the fact that we have a machloikis rameir in the chachamim, is it a schus for an Eved to go free? Or is it a chay for an Eved to go free? You have a havamina, ben benoy shal havamina, that in the Umas HaOilam before Lincoln freed the slaves, that there would have been a sugya, whether it's a schus for an Eved to go free or it's a chay for an Eved to go free. The teretz is v'haya. It's v'haya zalosh and simcha. It's a besura toivah liyisrael. That the way the mishpatei ha-teirah set up, it's a sugya and shas. Could be it's a schus, could be it's a chay. I'm not sure. You have to sit down and learn two dafin in shas in order to come up with a shtickle conclusion. And that Rambam, which the Kesef Mishnah said is ru'uyin advarim l'misha amram, the end of Hilchas Avadim, says that's something that's only shayach in a Torah, that's v'haya. That was the hergish of the Lutzker Rav. That in the parsha of Avadim, you see the v'haya. You see what it means to Zayin Hayid.